Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, and welcome to this week's podcast. And today's topic is all about using social media as a method to finding clients for your business. So there's a couple reasons that I wanted to talk about using social media specifically. I think the biggest one for me is I have two rather large VA groups. One is in LinkedIn and one is in Facebook. And what I've noticed is, as of probably the last 6 months or so, my Facebook group has become a I don't want to say a catch-all, but it's being referred to people who are taking classes from other VA coaches or trainers as a place to go to get clients. Now, that's all fine and dandy, and actually that's a good method, but the problem is that you're joining a group that is 99% virtual assistants. So when you join my Facebook group, it's 99% virtual assistants, as is my LinkedIn group. The problem is when you join, then you sit and you wait. And you wait for those help wanted posts. Well, you and 5,000 other people are waiting for the same thing. And then what happens is that person posts a help wanted post, and in a blink of an eye, 500 people have responded. You can't get noticed that way. You're just lost in the feeding frenzy. And it's not an effective strategy for getting clients. You don't want to join VA groups to find clients that aren't VAs. If you're looking for VAs, you're in the right place, okay? But you don't want to join VA groups to wait for posts from potential clients, because A, you're going to be waiting a long time, and B, you're never going to get noticed over the feeding frenzy. So for me, it's not a effective strategy to get clients. Now, this is my opinion, take it for what it's worth, but if you're paying $1,000 and the only method they're teaching you to get clients is join a Facebook group and then wait for a help wanted post, to me, that's just wrong. They should be teaching you marketing, because if you want to have a long-term successful business, you have to understand marketing. You have to. Because what happens is if you're joining VA groups, you're waiting, you're part of the feeding frenzy, you're not being proactive. You're waiting for clients to come to you. You need to be proactive and find the clients that are right for you, because who's to say that the clients that are posting in these VA groups are even right for you? And what I noticed is a lot of time, those posts in those VA groups are not all quality. Now, there are quality ones, but there are many that want to pay you less than you're worth for a ton of expertise that normally would go, you know, for a lot more money, or they're looking for somebody to work, you know, 40 hours as a contractor. Well, here in the U.S., that's an employee. So they're looking, in my opinion, to take advantage, because so many people are looking to get clients and they can't find clients, so they're getting desperate, so they're going to take whatever is offered in these VA groups. Now, I don't know about you, but I wasn't going to just take, and I shouldn't say that, I did do that. I did take the first couple of clients that came along, and then I quickly realized that I was being undervalued, underpaid, and underappreciated, and that was just like having a job again. So if you're somebody who's struggling with getting clients or getting the right clients, then you're probably going to need to change the strategy that you're using. So if you're joining Facebook groups full of VAs or LinkedIn groups full of VAs because that's what you were told to do as a method to getting clients, I'm sorry, that's wrong. You should learn how to do marketing. If you look at all long-term successful businesses, they all know how to market. That's something that you can learn too. It's not hard. And so I'll just drop this here right now, but if you want to learn my marketing method, and I've been in business over 11 years, I'm still using the same method to this day, join my Getting Started training. You can join for 5 days for $5. And I tell you what, in those 5 days, if you watch the videos on how to market, you'll learn what you need to be able to have multiple strategies. So you shouldn't just have one way to get clients. You should have multiple ways to get clients. Right? You can learn multiple strategies on how to get clients in my Getting Started training. So it's not going to charge you, I'm not going to charge you $1,000, right? I can charge you $5 and you can go in and see if it's for you. So the other thing I want to talk to you about is, you know, it's a good strategy to join groups where your market hangs out, not where VAs hang out, unless VAs are your market. But if your market is, say, business coaches, then yeah, you should be joining Facebook groups and social media groups, you know, or LinkedIn groups, for instance, that are full of business coaches, because that is a solid strategy. But the strategy that I see being taught by VA coaches and trainers is to join VA groups. That's not where you want to be. Don't get lost in the feeding frenzy. The first thing I'll tell you, and this is a challenge if you want to take it, is focus your marketing. You can't get noticed when you're in front of, you know, when you're 500 people that have responded to one person. There's no way. So what you want to do is you want to flip the script. You want to find the people that you want to work for or work with and go and get in front of them. Believe it or not, and this might be counterintuitive, is the less number of people you get in front of, the higher the chance of close, your closure rate will be. In other words, if you get in front of a small audience, more people are going to understand you, you're going to connect more, and you're going to start to build a relationship, which is what this business is all about. So if you focus your marketing, you want to then go and get in front of that market. So you want to join the business coaching groups, or the fitness coaching groups, or the health coaching groups, right? Or the chiropractor groups, or the yoga studio groups, or copywriter groups, or whatever it is, but not VA groups. Just substitute the VA groups that you're currently joining for where your market hangs out. So instead of VA groups, join business coaching groups or health coaching groups, right? Because that is a strategy that will work for you. But then don't just wait for them to ask for help. Be proactive. Create valuable content to share. That is marketing 101. Another thing of marketing is it's not about you, it's about them. It's never about you. It's about how you help your clients. And how you do that is by creating valuable content. You can create a one-page checklist that you can share all over the universe, and that will get you noticed faster than sitting around waiting for someone to post a help wanted post and trying to get found in a feeding frenzy. So take the reins of your business. Become proactive with how you find clients. Create valuable content. So, you know, here, let me give you a tip. You can create a checklist with mistakes to avoid, best practices, or shortcuts. So basically what you want to do is just insert your services and who you offer it to. So for instance, top 10 shortcuts for business coaches when they create their WordPress website. So there's business coaches and WordPress, right? And then the other one you could do is, mistakes to avoid. Top 10 mistakes to avoid when creating your Facebook page for health coaches, right? So you can take those three things, mistakes to avoid, top 10 tips, and, you know, shortcuts or best practices, and plug in your expertise. Then what you do is, once you create that checklist, is share that. So you want to give before you get. Don't sell. Don't join these groups and go, hey, I'm a VA, hire me. That's not marketing. Instead, just share your checklist, answer questions, be of value, because the next step's going to be that someone sees how helpful you are. They're going to go and try to find out all about you. So they're going to go look at your Facebook page, or they're going to go look at your LinkedIn page. And this is where you want to make sure your Facebook and your LinkedIn profiles are up to date. You want to be at a glance. And if you don't understand what I mean by at a glance, you know, connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm under Susan Mershon. You can see at a glance who I am and what I do. And you can use that same, you know, my profile is a blueprint for your own. And what that's going to do is it's going to draw the right clients to you. So you're not out beating bushes looking for clients. They're coming to you because you're being helpful in groups where they hang out. Share your free stuff, right? You can take that checklist and create a blog post from it, or a podcast, or a YouTube video. But you want to be where your clients hang out, not in a group full of VAs, because it's going to be a much harder way to get clients, and people start to get desperate. And so then you're even more lost in a feeding frenzy. Instead, flip the script. Take control of your business, learn marketing, create valuable content, and share it. Now, I've given you lots of tips in here that you can use right now. And if you still want to know more about marketing, as I said, take a look at my Getting Started training, $5 for 5 days. You could actually take, you know, 30 minutes every day for 5 days, and you can learn just marketing, which will make a huge difference. This is the difference between long-term success and short-term success. This is the difference between chasing clients and attracting clients, right? You need multiple strategies using social media, not joining VA groups to wait for post. Now you can do that, but you're gonna struggle, and it's gonna take you a lot longer to be successful. learn marketing. Marketing is not difficult. Marketing is just sharing. That's all it is. Making your audience aware. I think the most difficult thing is for people to figure out who they're going to market to. If you don't know, just start with business coaches. I've given you the answer. Start with business coaches and start marketing to them and watch how things are going to change, right? So sorry if this was preachy. It just drives me crazy when I see things that I think are wrong and I have to speak up. And so that's what I do. So I'd love to hear from you. A couple different ways. You can connect with me on LinkedIn. If you take me up on the challenge of creating a checklist, I'd love to see that. And if you've enjoyed this podcast, I'd love for you to leave a comment as well. And feel free to subscribe. I'm on all the popular podcast platforms, and feel free to share this with anybody you think would find it of value. And once again, thanks for joining me on this week's podcast, and I'll see you guys next week.